It is official. Hell has frozen over. The Cubs have won the World Series. And watch out, because hell will explode this week. The election is finally here. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Two guests this hour. First up is Don Most. Remember when he was Donnie Most back in the day? Ralph Malph on Happy Days? These days, Don is singing the Great American Songbook. He's about to release his latest single, C'est Si Bon, and he's also releasing a holiday album soon called Swingin' Down the Chimney. We will talk with Don Most. Then we will talk with Chase Johnson. He is the frontman of the new alt-pop group Half the Animal. Cara DeFalco and I will talk about their latest single, Babylon, with Chase, and we'll even hear a little bit of Babylon. Then, Cara and I will talk about expiration dates. No, not on your food, but on your toiletries. That is right. That tube of Colgate you bought back in 96, don't go near it. Did you know there were expiration dates on toiletries? We did, and we will warn you what not to use. We start things off this hour with, miracle upon miracles, the Chicago Cubs are champions of the world. It seems like the whole country was pulling for the Cubbies. Meanwhile, I feel so bad for the Cleveland Indians. They had their own drought. They still haven't won since 1948. You know, and didn't it seem like nobody cared anything about poor little Chief Wahoo and the Indians? There they are in Northeast Ohio. And to me, it really seemed as if no one 25 miles outside of Cleveland gave a damn if the Indians won. It was all Cubs, Cubs, Cubs. The Indians blow a 3-1 lead. Oh, how do you do that? How do you live through the winter after blowing a 3-1 lead in the World Series, especially during those winters by Lake Erie? It is sad, but Cub fans are quite happy, as are the bandwagon jumpers who now claim to be Cub fans. Anyway, we move on now to the election. Yes, it is finally here. These months, these years that we've talked about it. And finally, America will choose between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And Gary Johnson will get about 400 votes, and some other guy from Utah will get about 12 votes, whatever. Trump versus Clinton. What a ride this has been. Just look at the last, I don't know, month and a half. We had Trump and his Access Hollywood tape that NBC sat on for a long, long time. They knew they had it, folks. And then they finally throw it out there. And all these women come out of the woodwork and he touched me 16 years ago, 22 years ago. Where were you then? Where were you when he was a huge star in The Apprentice back about a decade ago? Well, now they're here. And then you get James Comey on the other side of the tracks deciding, I'm going to throw myself right into the middle of the election. We got the FBI involved with the emails. We thought this was done. No, what he said was it was unintentional back in July, but now we got to look at it because we've got all these thousands of emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I don't want anything out of Anthony Weiner's laptop. Can you imagine what must be in there? And now we have the potential of, what, classified documents traveling through this all because of good old Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin, who was going to become the George Stephanopoulos of this Clinton administration, now is in big trouble and she doesn't know what she's doing next. So here we are, and we are making the choice. And you know there will be people that will be euphoric on Wednesday, and there will be people that will need to be talked off of a bridge on Wednesday, no matter who wins or who loses. Think about your own personal situation. Your personal situation, I'm sorry, it will not change. You will still have the same responsibilities. You will still have the same bills. You will still have the same family problems. That will not change no matter if Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is sitting in the Oval Office. I'm sorry. And if people try to tell you it will make a difference, it does not. So take it easy and calm down. This has been a TV show over the past 2 years, and the finale is on election night. And then what happens after that? You're still going to be eating your peanut butter and jelly for lunch every Friday. And that's the way of the world, folks. So don't take this too seriously. And for those folks that have lived on social media and have done nothing except talk about this election for the last year and a half, come later this week, welcome back to the real world. We still love you. Stay with us. Don Most is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.